Mike in New Jersey has a question about insulation. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I have a home that was my family's homestead. My parents passed away, and my brother and I inherited it. He's been living there for a few years, and now we're intending to sell it. And I remember as a child, in the mid-50s, they added what's called rock wool blown insulation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I remember that they dumped large bags of this material into a fan-type thing and ducted it into the various cavities in the house.
Okay.
I was wondering if this is asbestos-based, something to be concerned about. Are we looking at a large cost to remove it and clean the place up, or is it just something that can just
sometimes
stay there?
Some forms of rock wool insulation can contain asbestos fibers. It has to be tested for you to be sure.
But is it only a concern if you start, you know, breaking into the walls and moving things around, or if it's, you know, encased, it's fine?
I agree. If it's stationary inside the walls, then I don't think it's an issue. If you start tearing things open, that's when it becomes a problem.
Well, it's lying between the joists of the attic.
Okay, so it is exposed.
Area.
Yeah. You know, it's very, very common, Mike. Generally, it doesn't stop real estate deals in their tracks. I used to find it all the time when I was a home inspector. I would always raise the issue that it could contain asbestos, but I can't recall it ever sort of stopping a transaction or leading to a very expensive repair. But I do know that in order to confirm whether or not it does have asbestos, you need to have it tested. And you probably could do that on your own.
Take a sample to a lab?
Yeah, exactly. You could probably grab a sample and mail it off to a lab and have it analyzed.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.